buckle your seatbelt and hold on. Where Nashville music scene comes alive, right where you are. You're listening to Notable Nashville Podcast with your host, Groove Dr. J. Don't miss a beat.
My name is Kersey Krause, and today we're going to be performing my latest single, Who Am I Gonna Love? And filling in for my UK duet partner, Thomas Kavanaugh, is Justin Love here in the studio.
Thanks for tuning into Notable Nashville Podcast. Today's guest is Kersey Krause. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet. What's up? So, thank you, Jordan.
Absolutely. I really love that tune that you just played that is not out yet. It's not out, right?
It is out. So the Who Am I Gonna Love released the day before Valentine's Day. It was February 13th.
Okay.
Yeah, which seems in hindsight like not that long ago, but to me that feels like forever ago. But we just filmed the music video a couple days ago, so music video coming soon.
Awesome.
I'm really excited.
Well, I say it wasn't out yet because I was trying to search your Spotify. I didn't see it on your
Spotify. Yeah, so it's actually under Thomas Kavanaugh, and then it's featuring me.
Oh, very cool.
And we just ran with it. So I loved on it so hard. I was treating it like a duet, but we ended up putting it under his Spotify or whatever platform you guys listen to, and it just is featuring.
And Kirstie. Thomas Cavanagh is a British guy?
He is. He's from Exeter, UK, and we met online, and just started writing, started becoming friends, and we kind of joked about doing a duet together, and when this song happened, I was like, this is the one. Let's do a duet. And 8 months later, we had the song done.
That's amazing.
And out.
Where did you record it? At a studio here in Nashville?
I actually recorded my part, since we were in two different countries. I recorded my part at a Airbnb, and it was actually a producer was in town from the UK, and he recorded my vocals.
Wow.
And then we sent him over to Thomas, and Thomas at his at-home studio produced the entire song.
Wow. That's the beauty of remote recording, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, he's like pinching himself because he produced it at his house, and it's now made it to big radio stations.
Yeah,
and he's
amazing.
Just like, what? That's so cool. I made at my home.
So I kind of want to get your backstory. Your parents are here in studio. You're from Wisconsin.
They are with their beers. Yeah, very Wisconsin.
Acme Radio beers.
Yes.
So you grew up in Wisconsin in a small town, or what was your upbringing like?
I did. It was a suburb of Madison. I would say about like 60,000 people, but for sure it felt small town to me. Like we had, you know, the reserved, they weren't actually reserved, but like people knew my family was going to sit there in the pews at church on Sunday, like that kind of small town feel. So I loved it. I grew up with in a neighborhood full of kids and played outside all the time.
Just did you play like flag football or anything like that? That's what I remember as a child playing.
Hide and go seek, tag. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we had the big wheels. We did fake ice cream outside, like whatever.
Lemonade stands.
Yes, we made up all the games.
So you had a Midwest band. I don't know when this was, but Thirsty Jones is what you guys called it. When was that, or how old were you when you formed that band?
I think that I ended up leaving that band in like 2017. So that went on for like about 3.5, almost 4 years. And it was a project that I started, and I knew Thirsty was going to be in the title because Thirsty rhymes with Kirstie. And so then I was like, what else are we going to call this band? And I kind of was just like, maybe our band family last name, you know, like Johnson, Jones, something like that. And Jones kind of stuck because it was like George Jones country. Yeah. So it's called Thirsty Jones. That was the name of it.
That's awesome. But you began writing at a really young age. I read that it was like 10 or 12 when you started actually writing songs with people. And so when did that kind of become a passion for you?
Oh my gosh. In school, growing up, like anytime we were tasked to write short stories or poems, like I got really into that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was like, there's something here. But really for me, it was like a couple years later after I saw The Lion King, and I was like, oh my God, Elton John like wrote those songs.
Yeah.
Someone can do that. That really inspired me. And I started writing with a mentor at 12 and then joined NSAI and made regular trips to Nashville to like write, and was working with a mentor at Mark Allen Barnett at the time, and just kind of getting set up with writes and figuring it all out.
So is that kind of the time you started co-writing with people, was around that age of 12 when you started making trips here?
12, I did co-write with my mentor, and then 15 is when I started doing like co-writes with other people.
So was that always in the back of your mind? Oh, I definitely want to move to Nashville. Was that always your goal?
Yeah, it was a matter of not an if, it was a matter of when.
Yeah.
So it was like, we actually as a family looked at like magnet middle schools for music, and it just, we ended up, we're like, okay, that's not going to happen. Or, you know, we looked at Belmont and we're like, okay, that's not going to happen. So, but it was always a matter of like, when is this going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I really knew I wanted to be in Nashville. Singing was something that I just started jumping up on picnic tables at 2 at family functions and was taking requests and just started plays and everything at 6. So it was just music was my calling, and that was very obvious.
Okay. So you did do theater growing up too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did community theater and school theater. And then I also worked at a professional dinner theater. I started when I was 8. And it was like the kids were double cast. So there was 10 shows a week, but I did 5 shows a week. And I felt so cool because I had to like sometimes leave school early to go to a show, you know, it was fun.
So did you enjoy the acting part of it too? Or is like music more your obviously music is more your thing, but what made you kind of pursue music as a side to like maybe the theater side of things?
I really did like theater. I think it was the music of theater didn't call to me as much as like country music did. Yeah. Or I was really into, like, before I discovered country music, I discovered country when I was 7. But before that, I was really into the divas, like Celine Dion and Christina and Mariah. And, yeah. And my sister was all about, like, the boy bands. And I was like, no. Or, like, TLC. You know, I was like, that's cool, but, like, listen to Britney, you know what I mean? And then I discovered country through Leanne Rimes and Shania, and that crossed me over from, like, the pop genre at the time to country music.
Yeah. I was telling you, I'm not a huge country music fan, but I like your style of country because you incorporate all different kind of things like rock and soul, and it's more than just kind of like the twangy country music.
Awesome.
So I don't know. I enjoy it.
I appreciate that for sure.
So your first Nashville single was Delusional?
Yes,
back
it
in
was.
2018?
Yes.
So what made you kind of start this kind of whole solo project by yourself? Was it scary, or was it that just kind of the move that you wanted to go towards?
When I was with the band, I was making regular trips to Nashville, like pretty much writing for the project, like writing to be the artist. Because before then, I was writing for the band to perform live songs and have them fit in our live show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, now I want to take this to the next level and like find who I am as an artist and what I want to say and do more storytelling, not just like the party songs. And so Delusional came about, and I really wanted to pick a song that was going to be really unique. And we totally went like throwback funk with that song and had such a good time producing it. But I really wanted to make a statement. And I, you know, like when you're releasing your first single in Nashville, you don't expect much, like, because you're like, I'm still learning so many things. So I was like, why not do this fun, danceable,
just make a splash,
like, throwback, and make people like, kind of be like, what? Who? What is she doing? You know what I mean? And I wanted to have that moment.
That's awesome. So back in May of 2022, was it that you released your first debut album?
Yes.
Yes, You Can. Mm-hmm. And how did that feel to kind of put a full body of work out into the universe?
That was everything. I mean, that was like the big hurdle to get to for so many years. And it was something I wanted to do so badly. I think I'm a little more nostalgic like that because I wanted to have a record, and I wanted to be able to do it on my own and not wait for a label and not make it a certain sound for anything in particular, just music that I wanted to make and felt good. And so it really is a reflection of the music that I felt good about and wanted to put out there
and want to play. Like,
that made me more proud, I feel like, you know.
And you got to enjoy playing live too. You've played a lot of cool places in Nashville, like Listening Room and Bluebird Cafe. And what's kind of your favorite kind of venues to play, smaller or bigger? Or are you aiming for bigger? Or?
I like the variety. I'm aiming for bigger, but I really do love like a good house concert.
Yeah.
And really anything where people are having a good time listening to the music, you know. And I do a lot of shows where maybe it's wineries, or I go to Florida a lot and play a lot of Florida songs like Tied Down, and things that are very specific to Florida songs, or tropical rock is what they call it.
Yeah.
And I get into that as well. It's really when people are listening and taking in the music is what I love, and in a setting where they're just happy that we're playing our music, our original music.
For sure. Well, I want to also bring up this thing that's happening tomorrow. You know, this will be listened to at different times, but if you're listening tonight, it'll be tomorrow, Friday, September, April 21st, at the Vinyl Lounge. You're doing this cool thing, Songs Out of Nashville. You kind of put this all together yourself, booked a lot of artists that are playing. I think it's from, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.?
Yes, it is. There's going to be about 44 songs represented, and there's going to be like 15 humans that are willing to come on stage and sing and perform songs that I wrote with them. So it's my co-writers, it's my friends, and it's a all night of just songs I wrote out of Nashville. And I've always wanted to do it, and I'm so excited that the Vinyl Lounge was on board immediately, and it's all happening tomorrow night. So
I've actually never been there. So is it a place where they make vinyl and also play live shows and stuff?
They do. They have such a great stage and then this like cool psychedelic floor, and it's right on 3rd Avenue over by like the Soho House.
Okay.
So you can literally see the skyline downtown. So it's not that far from downtown, but it's a new like showcasing venue. A lot of the labels are doing events there, and okay. I was there the day that they opened and did their party, and so I was like, this would be a cool venue.
It was just recently that they opened. It hasn't been that long.
It's been a couple months. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I will try to make it out. No promises,
you should come.
But
I'm
going to try to make it out. So I want to kind of close out with the song, but before we do you have anything that you want to plug that, I don't know, maybe your socials where we can find you or, anything that's coming up?
Yes. I'm on all my socials. It's Kirsty Krause. The next coming up is, I think, the next song we're going to be playing on the show. So I'm really excited. And of course I'm working on a lot of music. I'm writing a ton right now before summer hits. As soon as summer in the Midwest hits, I will be on the road a lot.
Awesome.
I am on the road often, but I do live in Nashville, and I'm about to head down to Florida for the Key West Songwriters Festival. So I'm really excited
very cool.
for that.
That'll be awesome.
It's going to be fun. I have like the best outfits.
Sweet. So where do you get your outfits in Nashville, or you like go online?
Was it Tipsy Elves? Like silly online things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to go all out. I mean, you need like the Hawaiian shirt
in
Key West.
For sure. Well, thanks so much, Kirsty, for stopping by. You want to close us out with maybe a fun new song?
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me, Jordan.
Sure. Thanks for coming. What's this song going to be?
This song is called Tied Down, and it's actually a duet with myself and Mark Mulch.
Okay, sweet.
1, 2, 3, 4. I can barely keep my plant alive. The other day my cat almost died. Making plans don't make sense to me. Somewhere down the beach is where you find me. With the same old sand, I get restless just holding hands. I'm pretty good at saying goodbye, whether I'm feeling low or I'm real high. No, no, I can't get tied down. No, no, I can't get tied down, baby. No, 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 I can't get tied down. The very next day I'll be sailing away.
Thanks for tuning in to Notable Nashville Podcast, broadcast from Acme Radio Live, right in the heart of downtown Nashville. Check us out on the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And if you like it, you can also support this podcast on Anchor by clicking the link in the platform that you are listening on. Hey, until next time, thanks for listening to Notable Nashville Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Smokers Abbey. They've got everything you could want. Craft cigars, quality pipe tobacco, a huge liquor and draft beer selection, everything you need to find rest for your soul. Smokers Abbey has two locations around the Nashville area, one right in the heart of East Nashville and the other over in Gallatin, Tennessee. So what are you waiting for? Head over to Smokers Abbey today. They're open late.